You're listening to SBS News.
There were scenes of unrest in Lebanon this week when the worst street violence in more than a decade broke out on Thursday. Supporters of Hezbollah and the Shiite Amal movement held a demonstration against a judicial investigation into the deadly Beirut port blast that caused injuries and left people homeless. Opponents want the judge removed from the inquiry, and there are warnings the probe could divide the country. Lebanese shop owner Hassan Dia says he has had enough of the destruction, and the recent violence reminded him of the civil war.
This scene took us back to 1975. I was 10 or 11 years old. Same scene repeating, video, pictures in my head since I was a kid. Now it's repeating.
The shooting began from a Christian neighbourhood, the site of a massacre that partially sparked the civil war. Army troops were sent to the area to separate the two sides. Hezbollah and the Amal movement say groups had fired at protesters from rooftops. Lebanon's leader says the conflict is painful and unacceptable. Lebanese President Michel Aoun says those responsible for the explosion in 2020 will be brought to justice.
I will ensure that the investigation reaches the truth of what happened in order to hold those responsible to account, like any other judicial investigation, including the investigation into the crime of the port blast, which was and will remain a priority of my work and my commitment towards the Lebanese and the international community.
Judge Tarek Bitta is the lead investigator heading up the Beirut blast inquiry. Both France and the United States are insisting Lebanon's judiciary must be able to take an impartial look into the blast. Prime Minister Naib Mikati says Lebanon is living through a difficult period and the violence is a setback.
Removing the probe judge is not up to politicians. We have a stand. The probe judge first should preserve the laws and constitution. There are some and many, and I'm one of them. I say maybe there is a constitutional fault that is decided by a judiciary.
The United Nations Secretary General spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says he is focused on Lebanon's humanitarian needs. He says Lebanese political leaders have a responsibility to listen to the community.
We call on all concerned to immediately cease acts of violence and refrain from any provocative actions or inflammatory rhetoric. The Secretary General reiterates the need for an impartial, thorough and transparent investigation into the explosion of the port of Beirut.
The UN says thousands of people are still emotionally and physically scarred by the explosion. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.